We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 7:30 now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 41 degrees. The first execution of the year is scheduled tonight.
Texas is scheduled to lethally eject 64-year-old John Gardner. He was convicted of shooting his estranged wife, Tammy, in the head in January of 2005, right before their scheduled divorce. One of the prosecutors calls Gardner a classic abuser, saying three of his previous wives reported he'd abused them. Gardner had also served time in jail for shooting one of his wives, who was pregnant at the time and later died. The Supreme Court has turned away an appeal from Gardner's attorney, saying he should be spared the death penalty because he suffers from abandonment rage. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
In a discussion that lasted an hour and 45 minutes, the Wichita City Council approved creating a business improvement district along East Douglas Avenue.
The Douglas Design District currently depends on elective membership and volunteers, and the board wanted it to be more financially sustainable. The council heard from both sides of the issue.
I think that positions us as a perfect opportunity for Wichita to try out this new tool that has proven successful in communities all across the country.
This assessment will be a burden, and it will be a tax on some of these small businesses that are just beginning to operate in this district.
The council approved the measure 4-2. Councilmember James Clendenin abstained due to his wife's business interests there. Next, 14 members will be appointed to the advisory board. Anyone who wishes to protest has 45 days after the ordinance is first published. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Some state lawmakers were given a secret briefing yesterday by the Department of Homeland Security.
All afternoon meetings were canceled as they were bussed away from the Capitol to Forbes Field. The Adjutant General's office refused to go into any detail about the meeting, but did say it involved security of the state and those who live in it. Representative Stephanie Clayton, an Overland Park Democrat, tells KSN News she thought the meeting was anticlimactic.
Just a security briefing about just some issues that were coming up in Kansas. Nothing that caused me any alarm, and things that were fairly routine.
State senators are expected to receive the same briefing next week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
ICE has issued a detainer for an illegal immigrant arrested in the brutal murder of an elderly woman in New York City.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the man suspected of raping and murdering a 92-year-old woman in Queens, New York, should have been deported. 21-year-old Riaz Khan had been arrested and ordered deported in November for the beating of his father before he was arrested Friday and charged with murdering 92-year-old Maria Fuertes. ICE says Khan is a Guyanese national who's in the country illegally, but was released because of New York City's sanctuary policies. Khan was arrested after investigators used surveillance video to crack the case. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
School officials say a 16-year-old student has been shot to death at a Texas high school, and a suspect and another person police said was connected to the case were arrested hours later. Granita Latham, interim superintendent of the Houston Independent School District, confirmed the victim of the Tuesday afternoon shooting at Bel Air High School had died. District later issued a statement that today's classes at the school were canceled. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary nearby will bring our temperature down a bit today. We'll likely hover in the mid-40s throughout most of the afternoon. With a clearing sky, north winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Colder tonight, Tarlow 21, and our next system moving in will bring us a chance of snow Thursday afternoon with a wintry mix Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now we have a mostly cloudy sky, 41 degrees, a north wind at 15 miles per hour. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, welcome back after a couple of days off. Good to have you back with us.
Oh, yeah.
Good to have the whole team here on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, and good to be here.
We had some, we had some weather over the weekend and in driving around the city with people in driving rainstorms with no lights, headlights on, and seeing some of the goofiness that I saw over the weekend, it prompted me yesterday to say something that I believe in, and I've said it before, and that is that I shared the opinion that driver's education should be mandatory in our schools.
I'm with you.
And that prompted a listener, and this is a former driver's ed teacher, to leave a voice message on our phone.
It's a great class. It was. Wichita dropped it 14 or 15 years ago. It's not even offered in summer school. The number one killer of our youth today. And it was just really good hearing a positive comment about a class that I felt so deeply about. And anyway, kudos to you.
I'll just tell you that personally, I know that taking that class in high school made me a better driver. It had an impact. So I just think it ought to happen.
How can it not?
And just now you have private companies that will do that for you, but they're kind of expensive. 7:36, Steve and Ted. Jad, what you got, Jad?
I was just going to say, just this morning, I watched a vehicle drive out of a parking lot all the way across all the lanes of traffic and into the right-hand lane where they proceeded just to turn at a red light without stopping first. And, of course, you can turn at a red light. You have to stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
They just come on through.
Even the policeman that did that, because
yeah.
it was a police vehicle
a policeman,
that did it.
You know,
yeah.
I don't want to get into that too much, but I see every now and then, Chief Ramsey, if you're listening, I see some of your people, apparently they don't know any of the traffic laws, some of them, or they choose to forget about them. But anyway, that's another story. We're not going to go there. The Riverfront Legacy Plan. This is the big thing. They've been working on it for months and months,
mm-hmm.
and now they put something out yesterday. Have you seen any of the renderings?
Oh, I took a good look. Quite a long look at it.
Yeah, they've got some pretty. We're going to have a little pedestrian bridge they're looking at, and it's a lot of green space. But they're leaving out Century too. They're saying, we're gonna bulldoze that and try something else. And I'm sure that's going to be some. Really mixed reviews. Now, this place, we're at a place now, I think in the next few weeks we're going to start coming together on this one way or another, come up with approve a plan, and I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people who are just not going to like what comes up. That's all there is to it. I know my wife is a person who says she would really like to see them save Century 2. Personally, I'm kind of not big on that unless they can make it viable as a arts center where you can see all the stage productions you need to see and the acoustics are right.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they did another use for it. Anyway, these are the arguments that are going on. But they unveiled this plan, and it looks like it's going to be $1 billion, maybe $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
And how are you going to finance that? And that could be a real sticker. Looking at possibly a sales tax increase, something like that. And I'm sure that this is going to come down to some sort of public referendum when they get to that point.
Yes.
It's just too big a thing. I mean, you're rebuilding the core area of the city, a place where not only where our where our heart is, not so much business right there, but places to go to see a play or some theatrical production and go to a big convention. I think that's the one thing. That's another sticking thing for me. Convention-wise, we got to be up to date on that because that generates a whole lot of money.
It sure does.
And if we can get them in here,
Right.
But
if we're not up to snuff, then they all go to Des Moines and Omaha and Oklahoma City and Tulsa, and we just kind of get left with whatever's left over.
And the other thing is, as a city, and you and I have lived here most, if not all, of our lives, and as a city, you got to renew yourself now and then. You got to
sure
have something new going on, or you'll just sit there and wither away. And of course, we got all this exciting stuff on the other side of the river.
Mm-hmm.
You got the West Bank. You got the going on with the new stadium and all of that. You got the new library over there. A lot of development going on either side of the river. But it's an exciting time. But this thing is the next piece, and I don't know how long we're going to be working on this. I would say a couple more years.
Oh yeah, at least.
And that's a couple more years to get it all completed. After that, more than that, probably. Well, this may be an 8 or 10 year project. From right now. If it's approved. And they're going to change, but what they're going to do is how they're going to do it, that's the next item up for business. I'm kind of, the new mayor took over, Brandon Whipple, yesterday, his first meeting as mayor, and of course he talked about the fact that we have these layoffs at Spirit that he's going to deal with, and now this is another big one's going to be tossed into his lap. What are we going to do about the riverfront? And he may be a referee down there at City Hall as they discuss this further.
And like most of our issues, 46% will be strongly in favor of it, 46% will be strongly against it,
yep,
and 8% of the people will have no clue what's going on.
They have no idea that anything's happening at all.
Yeah, right. So that'll be fun.
Yep, and that's part of the being a citizen. I mean, it's nice to have, everybody should have an opinion. It's not that you're going to get your way all the time, because that's just not the way it works. But we're just looking for something we hope will be pleasing to everybody, but we know it won't be. That's being pretty cynical.
I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know the answer to this. How was Century 2 financed? Was that put to a vote, or how did that come about?
You know,
to replace the Forum and build Century 2.
There's somebody out there who can answer that. Probably somebody at Wichita State, one of those people who are involved in civics and so forth. I think that library and Century 2 may have been some sort of a big federal program under
LBJ.
It
was part of it.
At least partly.
Right. So maybe,
maybe
federal, yeah, LBJ's.
Great Society,
yeah,
in the 60s.
In the carry-on
At least
that.
Part of it, I think, was.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't think
it was a citywide tax. Unless that was a supplement.
I don't know, because I was in grade school when they were putting it together, so I had no clue. But that'd be interesting to see how they did that. The last time...
I think you're right. A lot of federal money went into
last
that.
Time...
Urban renewal type stuff.
You know,
yeah.
50 years ago, the last time we renewed the downtown. So, anyway, it's exciting, and we're not all going to get our way, but something's going to happen, and we're going to keep you posted on it right here with Steve and Ted. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Guess what he's going to talk about? Plans for Wichita's East River.
Right.
That's on the way, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.